The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 12, The Warrior Leader, Joshua in the Battle of Jericho, from Joshua 3 and 6. After Moses died, God gave his people a new leader. His name was Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Joshua was going to lead God's people into the special land God had promised to give them. By this time, God's people had been wandering around in that baking desert for 40 years. So, you can imagine how sick they were of sand and anything yellow, and tents, and walking, and being hot. And how happy they were to reach the edge of the desert and to see their beautiful new home right there in front of them. All cool and green and lovely. There was only one problem, Jericho. Jericho was a city, but it wasn't just any old city. It was a fortress, and it stopped anyone from getting into the land. The people looked at Jericho, at the big, giant, scary walls around it, at the tall, towering ramparts, at the heavy iron gates bolted shut, at each other. What would they do? No one knew, but God knew, and God told Joshua what to do. But Joshua must have looked surprised, because it was a very odd battle plan indeed, as we'll soon find out. Then God made his people a promise. I will always be with you, and I will never, ever leave you. If you do what I say, your lives in the new land will be happy, and everything will go well. So Joshua gathered his army together. They had their swords and spears and shields. They were ready to fight. But the plan wasn't about fighting. It was about trusting and doing what God said. Joshua's army went marching, marching, marching around the city, day after day after day. They're too scared to fight, the people in Jericho said. But they were wrong. God's people weren't scared. They were waiting. Waiting for God to tell them what to do next. On the seventh day, God told his people to march around the city, not once, but seven times. Then God told everyone to make as much noise as they could. Has anyone ever told you to make as much noise as you possibly can? Well, imagine that noise. Add 39,999 other people making that noise too, and you get the idea. Ear-splitting. And, as it turned out, stone-splitting too, because the huge, strong walls of Jericho just crumbled to the ground, as if they were made of sand. Jericho vanished in a great cloud of dust. So it was that God's people entered their new home. And they didn't have to fight to get in. They only had to walk. Joshua said, God has brought you safely here. Now will you do what he says? Everyone said, we promise. Only God can make your heart happy, Joshua said. So don't pray to pretend gods. No, they said, never. I'm afraid they didn't keep their promise. They didn't do what God said, and many years later, just as God warned them, things would go badly for God's people. They would lose their home. Enemies would capture them and take them off as slaves, and God's people would scatter into many different lands. But God's plan was still working. One day, he would give his people another leader and another home. But this home, no one could ever take away from them. All right. Today we heard the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho, and how the people walked around the city and the walls just fell. They just fell down. Why did God do this? Well, part of it was to teach the Israelites to trust him. If they had gone in and fought with swords and won a victory, even if God helped them, they would have thought, "Oh, I did this." Instead, God wanted them to see that they got their new home through God. He did something that only God could do. No one else could do what God did by making the walls just fall down. God did it to show his people that he would take care of them and that he was the one who had done this great thing, so that they would remember for all time how great their God was. As the end of the story says, when they got in, they promised they would never leave God, they would always obey God. But they didn't. And so there are many stories of how they continue to turn away from God and follow after things that aren't God. And that made God very sad. But as he said, one day Jesus would come, and he can lead us. He wants to lead us to a new home, heaven. And heaven can never be taken away from us. And so today, I pray that you would learn to trust God, even with things that seem very difficult. God can do anything. He made the walls of Jericho fall down. He can take care of you. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you take care of us, that you can do things that no one else can. I thank you that we can trust you. I pray you would help us to trust you and believe in you today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.